I pass away.
In despair, he hurled himself downward too soon.
You gave me double 5. I want double 9. Hello? Is that you, Horatio? Hamlet speaking.
I've got a little idea for a play about a man and a woman and another woman, but perhaps I better keep the plot a secret for the moment.
Two bites are made, and the bread is crumbled with an air of great eagerness. Indeed, one feels that in real life, the guest would clutch hold of the footman and say, "Half a mo, old chap, I haven't nearly finished." But the actor is better schooled than this.
I thank all who have loved me in their hearts, with thanks and love from
his feet were red, his long, narrow beak, with its saw-toothed edges and sharp hooked tip, was bright red.
Tea, please, Matthews. Butler, impassively.
I love thee with the passion.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows. What? No, Hamlet speaking.
She ceased and smiled in tears, then sat down in her silver shrine.
The cat growled softly, picked up the prize on her jaws, and trotted into the bushes to devour it.
Why an
indeed, your resolution being the keynote of Hamlet's soliloquy, a clever player could to some extent indicate the whole 30 lines by a silent working of the jaw, but at the same time it would be idle to deny that he would miss the finer shades of the dramatist's meaning.
The drag upon his beak and the light check upon his wings were inexplicable to him and appalling.
A stage meal is popular because it proves to the audience that the actors, even when called Charles Hultry or Owen Nares, are real people just like you and me.
He had a lot of line out, and the place was none too free for a long cast,
like,
but he was impatient to drop his flies again on the spot where the big fish was
Madonna,
feeding.
Her soft voice is heard, and thus her gentle lamentation falls like morning dew. If he, to keep one oath, must lose one joy, by his life's star foretold.
But this frequenter of the heights of air, for all his savage valor, was troubled at the leaping waves and the tossing foam of these mad rapids. He did not understand them.
But thou is like a faint cloud kindled at the rising sun. I vanish from my pearly throne, and who shall find my place?